shores of El Pacifico. Bill Hendry.
Well, I wanted to get our exterior. We're going to get our El Pacifico cam. There it is. The beautiful Pacific Ocean behind us here as we begin a new day. It's a Wednesday. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here. We are with you every night until 1 a.m. on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows just what the heck it's talking about, we like to think. And, of course, you're invited to join us as well on our website, philhendryshow.com. That's where you can hear live streaming video of our show as well as watch the live streaming audio of the program. And when I say hear live streaming video, just don't watch the audio and listen to the video. We also have a podcast available for you the next day, direct download to your iPod or wherever. So that's kind of cool. And a whole lot of other great things that we have in store for you that we feature on our website. So become a Backstage Pass member and become a member of our family. And it's a very dysfunctional family. It's filled with all kinds of mania and dyspepsia and manic depression. But it's family nonetheless at philhendryshow.com. All right. So my understanding, Bud, and you just got done talking to him.
Yeah, Dr. Sadler said that he found out that you had, there was no audio on a video feed, that he want to come back on and restate his case.
All right, so he's going to do that when?
He's going to come up the next segment.
On the next segment, Dr. Sadler, well, then that means that we also have to have Debbie Dooley.
Debbie Daly.
I mean, Debbie Daly. God, what is her, that woman's name is Debbie Daly.
Yeah, Debbie Daly, but Debbie Daly said, can we just talk to her? That she doesn't want to just be, she said she doesn't want to just be the mumbler in the corner.
Yeah.
What does that mean, she doesn't want to be the mumbler in the corner?
She wants to debate Dr. Sadler on a couple of the points of what he said.
All right, Bud, we'll do that, I guess.
Yeah, okay, then I'll call him back.
Well, what is this anyway, okay? Just know you don't have to call him back. Does he want to come back on? He ought to be thankful that I'm letting him come back on in another segment. Tell him that. Okay?
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, Dr. Sadler? Hi. Phil said...
Do it in another room, please. How many times I got to ask you that?
Hey, man, we ran out of paper.
Well, then put some paper in the printer. God, I'm on the air. You know, see that? That light says on the air?
Yeah.
So put some paper in there. World famous Phil Hendry Show, and we welcome you for being on... You better get it out of my face, man. If you're going to put paper in the printer, you have to stick it in my face.
Got to move the box over.
Yeah, all right.
Anyway, we've got a lot of things. Give me that.
What are you doing, you idiot?
Call me an idiot. Move the box over there.
Sorry. I meant him.
Don't call your workmate. Sorry, folks. If you guys want to put paper in the printer, then put the paper over there. Don't have it over here so that when you move it, you got to put it right across my face.
That's what she said.
Oh, that's so funny. Welcome back to the show, the Phil Hendry Show, on this Wednesday morning. Nice to be with you. What's going on? Well, we were actually going to do something on this. I think it's a very interesting article. Maybe we will, but just to kind of drop this one in your ear, 61% of the American people still think that Obama is some other religion besides Christian. Why? Why? I don't know why. I can't answer that question. 61% of the American people still think Obama, or 61%, I should say, of the voting American populace, still think that Obama is some other religion besides Christian. And you know what that other religion is.
That'd probably be Islam.
Yeah, that's right. Why do people think that way? Now, this is on the voters of America. This ain't on Obama. But regardless of what you think of the guy, there are some things that are inescapable. There's some things you cannot escape. There's some there is some liability that you can't put off on somebody else. There are some responsibilities that you cannot assume were someone else's. There comes a time in life when you just have to suck it up and say, yep, that's what I think. Can't say, well, you know, there's some way that Obama's positioned himself. He looks like a Muslim. No, he doesn't. Well, he talks like a Muslim, not any more than anybody else. Obama's made it very clear that he's a Christian. He goes to a Christian church. I don't give a damn if he went to a Muslim school when he was a kid. He traveled. He was an international, you know, his mother was all over the damn place. His father was all over the damn place. He's a kid. He goes where the adults tell him to go, you know. He goes into the schools that they tell him to go into. But, you know, when the man becomes an adult, you have to sort of believe what he has to say, don't you? I mean, on something that's so easily provable. You can think what you want about Obama about a lot of things, but if the guy says he's a Christian, and you see him coming out of a Christian church, and what's the problem? What is the major malfunction people have with that? That's what I'd like to know. That is just plain dumb. There's no other way of putting it. There's no other way of, you can't color it any other way. And like I said, there comes a time when you have to, you know, suck it up a little bit. Well, yeah, you're right. I do believe that. Well, why do you believe that? Well, you don't really know, do you? No, it's just, is it because he's black or something? No, I'm not like that. Well, then, we're going to have to get to the bottom of that one, man, because that is just beginning to, that's beginning to irritate me as much as that birth certificate thing was bugging me. Bear Grylls, is that this guy's name? Bear Grylls?
Bear Grylls.
Bear Grylls has been fired by the Man vs. Wild TV network. Bear Grylls, the British adventurer and star of survival show Man vs. Wild. You ever seen that show?
Yeah, I've seen a little bit of it.
I try to watch some of those shows. Some of them I don't really have. I don't give a damn. I really don't care. I thought that the guy, as we've often talked about the guy, Tim Treadwell on the show, the Grizzly Diaries and that whole Grizzly Man thing, I thought that was interesting, but only after the fact, after he got eaten. You know, up until the fact he was eaten, I didn't know whether that guy, I didn't even know he existed.
You didn't know about the fact he's up there?
No, I didn't know he was up there. I didn't give a damn. This guy's all over the world doing all kinds of stuff. I would love, and if I had it to do over again, I probably would have picked some profession where I can go out into, my friend, as I think I've mentioned, Bob McKernan. And is Bob still, maybe you could look it up. Bob McKernan is a guy that I went to school with, went to grade school with him. I went to high school with him, and he was a very close friend of mine through much of my life. We've lost touch with each other, not so much because we aren't friends anymore, but because his life and his family sort of took him out to the Inland Empire. So he lives out in San Bernardino. And Bob is an interesting guy, but he is now, at least the last I checked, he was the curator, the head curator at the San Bernardino Museum, the Natural History Museum that they have out there. Before he got that job, he had a variety of different jobs. He's an ornithologist. He's got a doctorate in ornithology.
What's that?
That's the study of birds. He knows everything there is to know about birds. You could sit and talk to Bob about birds. I mean,
what about a bird?
He just knows about birds, that's all.
Did the guy take everybody on a bald eagle?
Take everybody on a bald eagle?
I thought you said he gave bald eagle rides.
No, I can't get no bald eagle ride, man. A bird too small.
Are you an idiot or something? What do you mean bald eagle rides?
You said he took people on a ride.
I said that he took people on a tour of where bald eagles make their nest. Took them on a ride on a bald eagle. He took them on tours bird watching. You know what that is?
Yeah, people look at birds.
Yes, exactly. And bird watching, I guess, I don't know a lot about it, but I think it's going to where the bird, you know, makes its home or its natural habitat. The reason why I'm bringing all of this up is one of the jobs that he has that he had when we were younger, and I used to say to him, wow, you know, what a cool gig, you know, was he tracked bird migration because of his degree in ornithology, because of his profession. Southern California Edison and any power company, before they put up power lines, and I'm not just talking about power lines in a neighborhood. These are power lines that were going to extend through part of the California desert. And Southern California Edison contracts with naturalists and biologists and different experts in a variety of fields to make sure that they are not running afoul of environmental law. So, in other words, Southern California Edison does not want to put up power lines in the middle of a migratory pattern, some place where birds are flying.
Yeah, you said you had that problem in your house, too.
Well, that's a whole other story, yeah. So Bob spent a lot of time camping out in the desert, man. I mean, that was his gig. He was out there in the desert with all of his scientific equipment, but he's basically got his tent, then he's got his campfire, and he's got, you know, to me, that's, man, how does it get any better than that? I mean, just for a gig to have.
Yeah, you get to go out camping.
Yeah. And he would go out in the desert and camp and track a variety of different birds to see just exactly what kind of, because birds are like, birds are on a highway the same way human beings are. You know, they travel on these super highways of migration patterns. Now, my house, where my old house was, that was a nightmare because, as it turned out, where my house was built, we were right smack dab in the migratory pattern of something called a cliff swallow.
Yeah, that's the one that built a mud nest?
Yes. The cliff swallows come up from South America in the month of April. As a matter of fact, it's getting around that time where they'd be building mud nests on the side of my house. Every April. And you've never seen anything like it, man. All of a sudden, you walk outside like clockwork. All of a sudden, one day, there they are. Woo! They're swirling around. And they're swirling around, and then suddenly they're landing on the side of the house, and they're spitting out mud, and they're building these mud nests. And it was nuts. And, of course, I found out very quickly it's a violation of federal environmental law to take a hose and spray those nests off of there.
You mean you're going to go to jail?
Probably wouldn't go to jail. I'd get my ass fined, though. So these are birds that are protected by the, what I, as I found all of this out from my friend Bob, they're protected by the North American Migratory Bird Act. These are birds that migrate up from South America. My house was right in the middle of their migratory superhighway, if you will. And there they are planting their mud nests on the side of my house. And, oh yeah, by the way, crapping in my brand new pool. Hey!
Yeah, you said the water turned green and everything.
Yeah, you're smiling about that, bud?
Yeah.
Yeah. So in a lot of ways, I'm glad I sold that house. All right, we'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We have we got to get to Sadler and Debbie Daly and find out what their debate is about since we had the audio cutting them off the last time. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here, and we'll be right back. Don't forget philhendryshow.com.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil here, and in a moment we're going to get on Debbie Daly. Debbie is with National Public Radio, and we had Dr. Sadler was on last hour. I apologize, Dr. Sadler. We did have the audio cut to our video feed, and I understand that you were informed of this.
Yeah, I was told by some friends of mine who I said for them to tune in. It doesn't make any difference to me. I don't have a big ego about any of this, but my friends wanted to hear some of the things that had been said, and so I was very mindful of that. And my only point was that, and so I hope, can my friends hear me? Am I on the air right now?
Yes, you're on the air.
Well, I mean, it's not a bad thing to say.
No, you're on the air.
Okay. What I said was, I drive a Mini Cooper, and my head has, I have, first of all, I'm a weightlifter, Phil, as you know.
Yes.
And I'm married to a woman who's much younger than me and very beautiful, which you don't know, but she is. And so for a truck driver to say that my head has a silhouette with big ears, I have big ears, but I don't see why my big ears will cause no accident. It's what I'm trying to say. So I think that man needed a psychiatrist, not me, is what I'm going to say.
All right, let's get Debbie Daly on here from National Public Radio's Daly's Daily. And so, Debbie, you heard what Dr. Sadler said. Do you agree? I mean, she said that she's had a change of heart after talking to you last quarter hour and the fact that you said you couldn't understand what she was saying.
Right. I can't understand what you're saying, this.
All She says, don't you think it takes a pair for you to say something like that when you sound a little bit, you know, off yourself?
What is that supposed to mean? I don't understand anything you're saying.
Yeah, she says, yeah, you don't understand anything I'm saying, but you sound like you swallowed your tongue.
You know, I'm sitting here having to have what you're saying interpreted to me, and you say I sound like I swallowed my tongue?
See, she says, the way you're talking, you said, you missed the word. I forget what interpreted. That's it. She said, you sound like you're doing a new version of Gloid speak.
Gloid speak? Okay.
She's, are you going to tell me I'm to go to hell?
Yes, I'm telling you to go to hell. I'm telling you to go to hell and enjoy the heat. Enjoy your time in hell. Make friends with the devil. Go to parties at the devil's house, because at the end of the night, he's going to tie you. He'll tie you to his four-poster bed and have his way with you, even if he is a deaf mute.
She says she feels sorry for a guy like you with the big ears going down the street.
God.
What a jackass.
Okay.
I'm hanging up on you.
No. Don't you hang up now. Don't you hang up now. Not when she says that. I'm a psychologist, Phil. I've been on the show before. You know my credibility. And you know that my reputation's at stake. And when this woman, who sounds to me as if she's just only a minor percentage point above Helen Keller, is talking to me the way she talks.
Helen Keller never had a radio show.
See, you have to have it interpreted.
There's no such word as interpreted.
Interpreted is what I... Oh, boy. Okay. Goodbye. And when I think of the horrors of hell, I won't have to think any further than you, Ms. Daly, with your...
There, you happy?
I didn't do anything about it.
No, I know you didn't do anything about it. That was 15 minutes of two idiots going at it over who's making the better point about his ears or the fact that she can't hear. One percentage point above Helen Keller. Although she didn't have a radio show. Good point there, Debbie. Unreal. All right. 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. A San Bernardino teacher out here in California has been arrested on child porn charges. What the hell is going on out here, man? I mean, I know that we got some weird asses, but this is getting ridiculous. The soldier in Afghanistan admits, quote, I did it. And some other news to get to, a woman accused of firebombing her ex-roommate's apartment. That's some pretty heavy stuff here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show here as we finish out our news and information hour. And a reminder that, again, on our website, we've got a brand-new Bobby Dooley keychain. Bobby is due to be up on the program here in our final segment as well to talk a little bit about that and some other things that's going on in her life. And we'll see how that goes. Our number is 877-876-7445. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Hendry. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And every now and again, as you know, when you listen to the Phil Hendry Show, while we are a satire, that's about as close as I'm going to come to giving you the goods on this show. It's a satire. And as I said during our pre-show yesterday, or maybe I said it during the show, I forget, but we sort of fulfill the role for talk radio that the great Frank Zappa did for, you know, rock and roll. I'm not saying I'm Frank Zappa. I'm just saying it doesn't seem like there's anybody in our business that is doing what we do on our show, which is making fun of a medium that really needs to be made fun of, and that's talk radio. The most exaggerated bunch of claptrap that the world has ever known. But it's entertaining, and there's a few people that do it well. Now, I'm saying this as a broadcaster. I'm not saying this as an advocate. I'm saying it as a guy who knows something about doing radio shows. Rush Limbaugh, regardless of your, and this is a thing that as radio listeners, with all due respect, it would be very hard for me to believe you'll understand what I'm about to say. I'm not saying that you're stupid. That is not what I'm saying. I'm saying it takes some understanding of my business. When I say Rush Limbaugh is not popular necessarily because he's not the preeminent broadcaster of our time in talk radio because he's a conservative. That's not the only reason. The real reason is because he's an entertaining guy. He's a professional broadcast entertainer. A professional. See what I mean? Now, there's a lot of people who don't know anything about this business, and they wind up writing about it anyway, like David Frum. Like a few of these other jackasses that came to the business of radio late. Some of these clowns at Air America, not all of them, because again, I'm a fan of good broadcasters. That's why I'm a fan of Randy Rhodes and Rush Limbaugh. Now, people will say, how can you be a fan of a liberal and a conservative? Because I like good radio, that's why. I cherish and value great radio above everything else. I don't need to be addicted to one point of view or another. I know how I feel. I know what I believe. I'm not scared of hearing the other side. Boy, I love these people. Don't you love them? Oh, I never listen to that show. If the person's good, hell yeah, I'll listen to them. Randy Rhodes makes me laugh. Rush makes me laugh. I like a good laugh. So, Dr. Jim Sadler makes me laugh. And that guy, he's got ears that...
Really?
Just never mind. So, Rush Limbaugh, as you know, has had a rough month of it. He said something that got a lot of people talking. That's what you're supposed to do. That's what happens in talk radio. Oh, goodness gracious, what a shock. You got a talk show. Talk shows are filled with opinions. Some opinions make people angry. Rush said something that made people angry. Oh, well, goodness gracious, mother, mind your skirts. And like Bill Maher doesn't do it all the time, right? Bill Maher, you know, that's his, he gets out of bed in the morning hoping to say something close to interesting enough to get it repeated over and over and over again. All right, so anyway, so Rush did that. People got angry. Advertisers pulled out. Some of them want back in, and as we documented on our show last week, some that want back in, they ain't getting back in because Limbaugh didn't want to have anything to do with them, and I don't blame him. It would really harm his credibility to have a advertiser bail on him because they, you know, it got a little too hot for him. Hey, if you're an advertiser in talk radio, you better get used to it. I don't know what is the problem with some of these people. So they bailed, and then the next thing you know, the guy wanted back in, and Limbaugh said, no, I don't think so, because how's it going to look if you guys bailed out on me, and now you decide you want me to come, you want to come back and have me be your spokesperson, and I take you back. It looks like I knew I was wrong, and I'm apologizing. He says, I can't do that. Now, the latest guy that everyone is hanging their hopes on to take down the Limbaugh juggernaut, oh yeah, there's a new one. And this guy is Mike Huckabee. Now, who are the people that are picking Mike Huckabee to be the man that's going to take down Rush Limbaugh? Well, a bunch of amateurs and a lot of stupid radio people, and there are a lot of those. People that believe, for instance, that a one-hour-a-week TV show qualifies you to do a 3 hours-a-day radio show of opinion, you know, commentary and entertainment and all of the things that a professional radio broadcaster knows how to do that I got news for you, Mike Huckabee doesn't know how to do and won't learn how to do anytime soon. That's from me to you, baby. Take that to the bank. Do I sound like a guy that doesn't like conservatives? I'm standing up here for Rush. I like good radio, and I don't like chump change coming into my business every 5 seconds, as they do, pretending like they know what it's all about. Now, I'm not blaming Governor Huckabee. Somebody put him up to it. Some douchebag in the radio business said to him, oh, sure, yeah, here's what we'll do. Here's what we'll do. We'll say Mike Huckabee is going to host a show, and my goodness gracious, it's going to get advertisers from miles around to come flocking to you, Mike, and they're going to want to have you bless their babies. They're going to want to have dinner with you, lunch with you, breakfast with you. They're going to want to make your bed, golf with you, you name it, man. They're going to want to spend time cleaning your garage. They'll do anything. They'll do everything for Mike Huckabee to be advertisers on his show. And it's true, they will. It's one of the areas where advertisers, in my opinion, in this business, I don't quite get them. They're very intelligent people. They know how to spend an advertising dollar. But all of a sudden, when you throw a flashy name in front of them, like, oh, Fred Thompson, he was a real hit, wasn't he? Bill O'Reilly, they ran Bill O'Reilly's ass off the air after, what, a couple of years? Fred Thompson's ass, gone. You name it. The guys they've tried to, and O'Reilly, this was a dream of his. O'Reilly wanted to get on the radio because he wanted to take Limbaugh down. Not only did he not, he never really did mount much of an effort on the radio. He sucked. He was terrible. All right, so we come to now the newest challenger. This is Mike Huckabee. Now, Mike Huckabee's a nice guy. We had him on the show. We talked to him. Very nice man, truly. And Mike Huckabee said something that I'm sure he thinks is original. It's not. He said, well, you know, I'm going to have a show, and it's not all going to be about politics. I mean, there's going to be some lifestyle stuff, too. Oh, well, there's a real shockeroony. That's one that they never say. And, you know, it doesn't have to be all really opinionated and angry and stuff, and we're going to be more respectful. Sure, that's a winner, too, Mike. I don't know who you're talking to. I don't know who the hell it is that's telling you this stuff. But they're already leading you down the wrong path. See, Limbaugh didn't get up in the morning one day and say, I think I'll be really opinionated. I think I'll be kind of angry, but sometimes I won't be. And I think I'll... Rush is just to the manner born. And he knows when he feels strongly about something. He knows when to poke fun at something. He knows when something's funny, when something isn't. Again, I'm talking about him as a broadcaster. And, you know, I'd say the same thing about Howard Stern if we were talking about Howard. Two best broadcasters I've ever heard in modern times, in the modern radio age. Howard Stern and Rush Limbaugh. And in the case of Howard Stern, this business, the radio business, is so truly screwed up that you can't even get some of these jackballs that own companies to admit that. Some of these guys that own radio stations, they don't even want to admit that Howard Stern's any good because it just, you know, I'll tell you why. Because they were stupid not hiring him themselves. So, I don't know, it's going to be exciting and very, very interesting. Yes, sure, when Mike Huckabee takes over and he does his show. Now, there's going to be a lot of publicity, and there's, I'm sure, going to be a, you know. And the article that I read today that was forwarded to me is all about, it's all dancing on Limbaugh's grave. It's all, yeah, this is the time now, baby. Yeah, he's got advertisers that are fleeing, and he's got, do you understand that in the life of any radio show, when things happen, you know, you're gonna have these kinds of run-ins with public opinion and with advertisers. It ain't the first time this has happened to Limbaugh. I'm just trying to tell you the lay of the land, folks. I'm not trying to spin anything. I'm telling you how it really is. Huckabee's going to get in there. He's going to get a lot of ad dollars into his show because the people that are syndicating him are going to say, we've got Mike Huckabee, and advertisers, for whatever reason, they still get suckered in by a big name. I could go to each one of those advertisers and say, you realize that you're investing in a guy that is not a radio broadcaster. Oh, ha, 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 ha. And I'd get, you know, they'd wave their hand. Get away from me, buddy. You don't know what you're talking about. Well, guess what? In 1 year, there's not going to be any ratings, but they'll sucker the advertisers into buying one more year. I say 2 years, maybe 2 years, and the advertisers are going to look and say, see, there's no audience, and they're finally going to do what they did with all the other shows that they put up against Rush. The advertisers will flee. They don't want to have anything more to do with the show, and that's when the syndicator will drop Huckabee like he's diseased, like he's got leprosy, just like they did O'Reilly, Thompson, all those guys.
This has been Phil Henry's take on the media.
Thank you, bud.
Yay!
Right up, McClendon. Thank you, boys. Thank you. All right, we'll be right back here with the final segment of the show. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. Right after these words, we have Bobby Dooley and her Bobby Dooley keychain. Not Debbie Daly, Bobby Dooley.
Truth is our bitch.
Right.
The Phil Henry Show. Bill Henry Show.
Well, I'll tell you, they are interesting times, that's for sure. 877, I just already just was reading some more stuff here.
What are you looking at?
Hey, bud, don't yell it, okay?
Yeah, no, man. I'm like, what are you looking at? Well, I was at the other side of the room.
I was just looking at some stuff here having to do with another company. The guys that are rolling out Huckabee, it's Cumulus. And they're going to roll out Geraldo Rivera on LA and New York, which is fine, but this Huckabee rollout, this is 110 radio stations. Now, I love it when anytime anybody starts talking about synergies, I know we got a real problem with that bonehead. It brought into the fold in August, ba 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 boom, ba 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 boom, ba 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 ba, are coming together, allowing them to realize the synergies, $10.5 million within the time frame. As far as revenue is concerned, the company saw revenue down only 1% if you exclude political advertising from the fourth quarter. Dickey told analysts there was growth in the automotive financial services and yada, 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 yada. He addressed the coming launch of the Mike Huckabee program and stopped short of saying Cumulus could capitalize on Rush Limbaugh's current PR challenge, but told analysts his company sees a real upside for the April launch. Do they really? Hey, Dickey, is that this guy's name? What's his name? Lou Dickey. Lou. How is it Phil Henry sitting here? Now, I know you're going to make money. I know that that's what you want to do, but you're not going to try to tell anybody that's a good radio show. I understand, Lou, that you'll make money. I know you'll be able to con advertisers into buying time on the Mike Huckabee show. I get that. I know what the plan is. I know what the game is. Oh, it's Mike Huckabee. He's going to be fantastic. 1 hour a week on TV does not translate into a three-hour-a-day radio show. You ain't going to turn Mike Huckabee into a Rush beater. You're not even going to turn this guy in the most important markets, that cat won't break a three share. But what do I know, man? Nobody wants to listen to me anymore. Everybody is off doing their thing. You have turned our industry over to these imbeciles that believe that a 1 year or a 2 year run with some jive ass who doesn't know anything about radio any more than he knows anything about anything else, and probably, you know, less about everything else than he knows about radio. And you're going to make that guy into a world beater, or at least get your 2 years worth of revenue out of him and then move on to somebody else. Who's next, man? How long before we see Kim Kardashian with a national show? I'm telling you.
Kim Kardashian, that'd be fantastic.
You don't think that they're not? They've already got her sister on the air in Dallas, this Khloe, right? They'll give Kim Kardashian a show, as God is my witness. or somebody like that. Bruce, someone like that, man. The Bachelor, someone. All right. Bobby Dooley joining us from the Western States Homeowners Association. Bobby, how are you?
No, I'm doing good. We're listening to your broadcast tonight, and we're returning home from the Anaheim Duck that we went and saw.
Oh, okay, so you went to a hockey game.
Is that what it was, Steve?
Yeah, it was a hockey
game. Yes, it was a hockey game. And we want to announce to everyone that the Bobby Dooley keychain is in the Phil Henry shop. And that doesn't have anything to do with hockey, you know. I know it sounds silly, Phil.
No, we know that.
Okay. We want everyone to go to the Phil Henry shop and get the new Bobby Dooley keychain. It's leather, and it's I don't know what you call it, a leather bob or something like that, but you can get the keychain there for $14.99 in the Phil Henry shop. And that's really... Oh, here it is here. It's for Mom, it's for Dad, it's for everybody, the Bobby Dooley, the Bobby Dooley keychain.
All right, Bobby, let me help you out here, because I'm on the actual shop, I'm in the shop section of our website, and the Bobby Dooley keychain is a custom-designed keychain, metal bronze badge.
Yes, that's what I wanted to say.
All right, with a loop to hold the leather bob, and the famous Bobby Dooley gracing it in full color. And why don't we go ahead and put that up on the... There it is on the screen on our website.
There it is. And it's a beautiful keychain. And it's also, I think, made more beautiful by my picture in the middle of it. Right, Steve? Right, Steve?
Yeah. No, I put the duck postcast.
The what?
I put the duck postcast.
He's listening to the duck cast.
The duck post game, I think, is what he was saying.
No, they call it duck post. They call it duck call.
It's called duck call.
Duck calls? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, no.
Okay, goodbye.
You know, you...
Okay, so everybody tonight I'm having to hang up on, you know?
Well, better that you did. Sound like she's going to call her own husband an ass.
Well, that's probably very good that she would call him that, because he sounded like one. So they went to the duck game. Good for them. All right, so there's the Bobby Dooley keychain. Pick it up now before they sell out. So where is this, bud?
Me.
So this was the announcement I told you about, man. So it's going to be, it's Cumulus that's putting Huckabee on the air. Anyway, the whole reason why I'm saying this stuff is I want you to be forewarned as radio listeners. Understand, folks, that when you got a guy who, when you got anybody who's really good, and then they try to foist off on you someone who is a cut-rate, you know, like this cat Huckabee. Although, I will tell you, there's a lot of people that like Mike Huckabee from his TV show, and they'd be happy to watch him, or listen to him, rather, on radio. And I understand that. You know, they enjoy him. He's affable. He has an affable personality. And he has a, you know, a way of addressing people. He has a way of talking to people. But a guy like Limbaugh, man, he doesn't stay on top all these years for no reason. He stays on top because he knows what he's doing. You know, he's the man.
What do you think about Larry King, man? I think Larry King make a comeback.
Larry King's going to make a comeback doing what?
What are you talking about? Larry King can make a comeback.
Doing what?
Doing a radio show.
Make a comeback doing a radio show? I mean, that guy was on TV. What are you talking about?
Man, Larry King's better than... Dan Dimbaugh, Rush Limbaugh's.
Lush Limbaugh's? Are you trying to be funny?
No, I mean Rush Limbaugh's what I meant.
No, he ain't better, bud. No, he's not. Larry King was great back in the day when he had that overnight show on Mutual. What do you mean, Larry King?
That's what I'm talking about, him coming back. And another thing about him doing the internet show.
Oh, get out of here. Yeah, sure, you could do an internet TV show. Internet TV, internet radio is just beginning to pipe up, man. It's really, you know, it's heating up. But I don't think that, I don't think Larry King is going to infuse it with that much more energy than what's already happening out there. That's just my own personal feeling. Now, here's a story from West Hollywood, California. A woman accused of tossing a Molotov cocktail to the window of her ex-roommate's apartment earlier this month has been arrested. 25-year-old Samantha Scarano was arrested for attempted murder. Scarano is accused of setting fire to two apartment units on North Sweetser Avenue in March 4th. She threw a Molotov cocktail, man. L.A. County Sheriff's deputies say they think the fire was deliberately set by Serrano, the ex-roommate of a woman who lives in the penthouse suite. According to authorities, the two got into an argument. I guess so. They say that prompted Serrano to break a front window and throw an open container of lighter fluid along with a burning piece of paper into the apartment. God. The fire instantly spread to the apartment and set up and up to the roof of the building. Firefighter, I'm glad they're charging her with attempted murder, too, and I hope they put her ass. Boy, she's going to be sorry she didn't have a little bit better lid on that temper of hers, man.
Yeah, well, it's going to burn it down.
She could have killed somebody. You understand? Firefighters evacuated the apartment building. 50 people had to get out of their units because of this dumb bitch. World-famous Phil Henry Show is produced by Dan Northcraft and Phil Henry, and we're online at philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com for all of your internet Phil Henry Show needs. See you guys later on tonight. Don't forget to get your backstage pass and be a member of the world-famous Phil Henry Show website and a member of our world-famous family. And also, of course, the new Bobby Dooley keychain so you can walk around with Bobby's kisser strapped to your keys. And when you lose your keys, you'll be able to lose your keychain, too. Ain't that something, huh? We'll see you guys tonight.
Phil Henry.